Jack Regan.
McKinnon Haycox.
Mia Bettier.
And you guys are...
Littlefoot.
How long have you been together and how did you all start playing music together? How did you find out that you're all into music?
Well, being in such a small school, you kind of know everyone really well, and if someone's into the same things as you, you're more than likely going to be in the same kind of circle of friends. We've been together for about a month and a half now, and we kind of officially started playing music together because of the Rock Corion concert.
You're practicing here in a shed out the back of your place, McKinnon. It's very well set up for music. There are drum kits and you've got a PA and leads and mics and everything. How did this setup come to be?
Oh, well, my whole family's pretty musical. Lachlan came through before me, my brother, and he was a drummer and guitarist, and him and his friends had this set up. And the PA came about by one day a lady just rocked up and was like, oh, you guys are into music, and just gave us a PA. That's pretty awesome. But yeah, it's a lot of fun coming down here and jamming with like family and all my friends and stuff. And it's cool.
Corryong's a small town, obviously, and not all of you live in Corryong, so there's a lot of travelling to get to rehearsals. Is that right, Jack?
Yeah, we all live in different places. McKinnon lives here in Corryong, which is pretty convenient. With the shed and everything being so close to school, we can just come after school. But the hard thing is for me and Mia to find lifts home. And, I live in a small town called Kencobin, which is 30 minutes away from here. And Mia lives in Wola, which is like 40 minutes away. So, yeah, we're all pretty distant. But we do what we can.
Who would you say you base your sound on, and who are your biggest musical influences?
Well, being so new to making our own music, that's kind of hard. We all really like different kinds of artists, so there's often a lot of like conflict in what kind of music we want to make. But I think our main influences would probably be Mumford & Sons, people like Jeff Lang, Ash Gronwald, maybe Paramore, just any folk alternative music, really.
Yeah, I would agree with that. We sort of just, with the music that I wrote, was sort of just what I've taken from all past experiences with listening to stuff like Live, the band that's called Live, and Mumford & Sons, and I really like the acoustic sounds, so we tend to stick to those, but it's pretty fun to add in other stuff sometimes. I don't know, we're sort of just trying to find our own sound at the moment, I think.
So what are your hopes for the band?
Well, hopefully we'll all manage just to keep doing what we like doing and maybe get back to the studio, write some more songs, come up with a set before the end of the year, and do a couple of local gigs and just get our name out there.
Yeah, I just want to play for people because I love showing people our music, and I love, making people happy and excited, and like when you finish, just the applause and everything is just, it's just a really good feeling.
And I've heard that when you're having trouble writing songs, you like to go out and skateboard or rollerblade, is that right?
Rollerblade. Yeah, we go out and skate. I really enjoy skating. It's just a fun thing I've enjoyed doing. So yeah, I guess if you enjoy doing something, then it will inspire you to an extent.
Yeah, it's just it's a good way. We just kind of to break up time. Like McKinnon gets bored pretty easily, so we have to do what he loves just to keep him interested.
Being a drummer, he just pretty much knows everything there is to know about drums. So when like I'm trying to figure out something on guitar and me is like I'm trying to figure out a vocal chords, and like McKinnon's, or like I'm tuning or something and McKinnon's like sitting there on the drums and I'm like precisely trying to get the right note, and then McKinnon's all just like trying to just mucking about because he gets so bored just with the drums. So.
But not like you can meet drums.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, no, it's really good.
I'm sensing some band conflict.
We're just going to kick out McKinnon.
Just kick me out until the actual gig and then I'll rock up.
Yeah. Well, that's one thing we can rely on McKinnon, because he's so talented at drums that, you know, when we recorded our song, he did it in one take. Like, there was nothing, he didn't have to do anything else. It was just one whole take. And I wouldn't be surprised if we had a huge gig to do and he just had no practice, rocked up, and he'd just be able to do it.
Did the drum...
No worries.
Did the drum shake in one, but ruined the egg shaker track.
Oh, yeah, it's the egg shaker.
And where did you get the name for the band from?
Deciding on a band name, we had so much conflict. I think we had potatoes.
Close potato.
We had... Close potato.
That was in an astronomy book.
Yeah, on the way to recording Wagga. In Wagga Wagga.
We didn't even know what our band name was.
We found an astronomy book in the back of my car and we're flipping through that. And we could not decide on any names and we're getting so frustrated with each other. What was our first name that we had? Farron's Ridge.
Oh, yeah.
Which is to do with a local lookout point. But,
in the end, we named it after Mia's cat. With like Alzheimer's and
it has like all sorts every of disease issues possible. It's got like Alzheimer's, cancer.
Yeah, it's 20-year-old cat that was slightly mental, and we decided we would just tribute our band to him for being so weird and outliving religion. Pretty much.
And also we decided to. Call it, name it after him, because we knew he was going to pass pretty shortly, and we had some pretty fun times with Littlefoot the cat, and we were all happy to pass his name on in our band.